Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. A federal judge today declined to sign off on a plea deal for a Napa Valley man who conspired to firebomb the Democratic Party's California headquarters after Donald Trump lost the presidential election. KQED's Julie Small reports.
47-year-old Ian Rogers pled guilty earlier this year to conspiracy and to illegal possession of destructive devices and machine guns in exchange for 7 to 9 years in prison. But U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer questioned whether that adequately punished what he called an act of terrorism. Breyer said text messages between Rogers and his co-defendant showed that Rogers had every intention of destroying property and possibly injuring innocent people. The judge told prosecutors they need to convince him that the proposed plea deal would adequately protect the public. The sentencing was continued to October 27th. Julie Small, KQED News.
The San Francisco Unified School District has broken ground on a new affordable housing option in the Outer Sunset. The Shirley Chisholm Village will be a San Francisco first subsidized housing reserved specifically for school district employees. Here's Teachers Union President Cassandra Curiel at the groundbreaking yesterday.
The staffing crisis in SFUSD is 100% related to affordability to live and work within the city.
The project is slated for completion by fall of 2024. The district has plans for two other similar projects that in total would provide more than 500 housing units for district employees by 2030. The project is located at the former Playland site. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.